What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you think there would be a chance? If you were Ryan Day, would you kick it around? A lot of people, it's incredible to me. 2 months ago, get rid of this guy. Doesn't understand the rivalry. The rivalry is either not enough or too much for him. Get him the hell out of here. Done with the guy. Now they're on the precipice of a national championship. And it's like, I do believe that there's a lot of coaches that would look a hell of a lot better. Not everybody would look that way. But there's a hell of a lot of coaches that would look a hell of a lot better if they were the head coach at the Ohio State University. Ryan Day has separated himself here over the last couple of months. One bad situation, but then obviously it got a lot better. Over this last month, I mean, he's been a Death Star in so many ways. If he were to leave, I could totally understand it. If he's like, you know what, I just want to coach. We just got done talking about Sam Darnold at the beginning of the show. 6 o'clock. Sam Darnold is a good quarterback. He's not great. And when the moment's bright, when he went to New York, worst possible situation for him. He, you know what? I always talk about the villages and raising and good coaching and things like that. Would Sam Darnold have started his career better if he were starting in Cleveland? Midwestern city. I know we haven't had a quarterback since Bernie, but a Midwestern city, we're looking for a guy. Say I was right. Say the mole was right instead of me being used by like a pawn. Would Sam Darnold have been off to a better career? Do you think yes or no? Do you think there's a chance?
I don't know.
Well, then you don't. But I don't think that Sam Darnold is a guy that is cut out for that type of pressure, for playoff pressure, big lights, big moments. Sunday Night Football was a disaster against Detroit. This last game last night was not good against L.A. Stafford's ready for it. He's not. And I don't think he ever will be. You're a veteran in the league. You know, maybe Ryan Day, he's coaching at a big university. Mm-hmm. I think he's got to be cut out for the moment. But what if Ryan Day were to look at it and go, you know what? I just want to coach ball. The Super Bowl is a big moment. It's the biggest of big moments. But, man, it's a huge step. When you start, if you started with the Bears, that's a huge step down from the Ohio State University, man.
So the first thing is salary-wise. Is the NFL going to be a big bump up from what he's getting at Ohio State?
No.
Probably not.
They'd have to... Anybody who got him would have to be comparable.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the first thing. Your job security. Well, that's an interesting one because while I wanted Day gone after they lost to Michigan, people said, dude, they're not getting rid of him. He wins too much. And somebody pointed out that if he wins the national championship, he's going to have the highest winning percentage in college football history.
I think of any national championship winning head coach. So, I mean, he's got video game numbers.
Yeah,
those are what you do in dynasty mode.
So you'd say then he does have job security. He can lose to Michigan now all he wants. If he still can win the national championship, they're never going to fire him if he can win the national championship.
We better just make runs to the national championship every time he loses to Michigan.
Right.
Or that I think that would change with an Ohio State fan base.
And their team next year, on paper, is going to be the best team in college football again. If not, they're top three. Because even though they're losing guys, they also are bringing back Jeremiah Smith, Downs. The quarterback situation is a little in flux, but it's still Ohio State. I mean, they're going to win a ton of games. They're going to be in good shape. His staff is going to be back, it looks like. So they've got this thing humming, and they've already proven, if they win the title, that they can run through the gauntlet. If you're Day, yes, the pressure, it sucks, the animosity, the hatred, but I think a lot of people, maybe yours truly, will have to come around and apologize. And the firing talk, the hot seat talk's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So he's gotten past it. The bugaboo is gone. Now Jim Harbaugh left, but there were, you know, certainly circumstances regarding that, although it looked like he did want to always get back to the NFL, wore out his welcome at Michigan, even though he won the title.
He wears out his welcome everywhere, though.
Yeah. Ryan Day, has he worn out his welcome? It seems like that team...
I'd say
and
no.
And I have intel from family members of people on the team that have told me, dude, they love Ryan Day. Oh. So it's not like he's dealing with a bunch of disgruntled prima donnas that just want their money. I mean, think about it this way. Like Jeremiah Smith, if he opened it up for open bidding on his services, what number could he get? Doesn't look like he's going to do that. He wants to be at Ohio State. He wants to be with Brian Hartline. He wants to be with Ryan Day. Like, that's got to count for something. And so we can sit here in the media and say, how is he dealing with the pressure every day of the media? I don't know. He goes to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center and he gets those guys to respond, which is what he's done during this playoff run.
Yeah.
Now, on the NFL side of things, if you're a Bears fan, do you want Ryan Day? Do you want him? Because you're going to have rivalry games. You're going to have tough physical rivalry games in, you know, some tough situations in cold weather in Chicago, maybe not in Minnesota and Detroit because of the domes, but Green Bay. And he's lost those games in college with the best players and a decided talent advantage. Do you want that in the NFL if you're you're a Bears fan?
Just Michigan. I mean, he's had guys who, I mean, have every reason to use Ohio State as a point from A to B, or a point from A to C, I should say. He's gotten them to buy in. I mean, those guys were
a
Jack. Jack Sawyer grew up an Ohio State fan, so maybe that's fish in a barrel. But man, he's got those guys to buy. Caleb Downs could have left Alabama and just said, "I'm doing me. I'm getting ready for the NFL. Forget this." He's emotional. He's playing tough. He's playing well. Trevion Henderson has stayed and has seen the fruits of his labor. They've shared the ball well with Quinshon Judkins, who could have went anywhere. He's got these guys to play. I mean, let's give credit where credit's due. I've been critical of Ryan Day myself. I've thought that Ohio State fans, because it's such a big job, they're justified in their criticisms before. And by the way, it's historically been like this. I use the Wes Fessler thing. The coach right before Woody Hayes left Ohio State because of the pressures of the job, went to Minnesota because there was too much pressure on the job. It's always been like this, well before any of us were around. What Dennis Dodd says, what the ugly part of college football also makes it beautiful. There's passion. There is these rivalries. It is a different level. The NFL, like, he could look at it and go, "Hey, I want to coach ball. I could be successful. I could not be successful. But if I'm not successful, no one's going to look up the address of my house." They just don't. For 99.99% of fans in the NFL, they're not looking that stuff up. College football fans, they look that stuff up. They get on message boards. Guys who have good jobs and security in those jobs and are looked at as fine people within their communities get on message boards and look up coaches' addresses and start saying nasty things about them in college football. You just don't do that in the NFL. Like Joe Tessitore, I brought him up as a guy, great college football broadcast guy. Not so great in the NFL. You ask why? The emotions are baked in. He's an emotional guy. The emotions are baked in college football. You got to earn it. So he sounds a little bit out of place when he's getting worked up and wild in NFL games where you got to earn it in an NFL stadium. Unless it's the playoffs, it comes and it goes.
It's just
and sometimes it never shows up if your team's bad.
In the NFL, like, Ryan Day's not going to have the talent advantage anymore.
They don't.
So if I'm a fan of Chicago, I'm like, he had the talent advantage and up until this year couldn't win a national championship, was losing to his rival in games that he was favored and had the better players and had the better quarterbacks and like that had the better receivers. My God. I mean, they wasted C.J. Stroud and Marvin Harrison Jr. And now on a where all the teams are pretty close and bunched up and remember the physical stuff that Lou Holtz was questioning and we're all like, yeah, they barely beat Notre Dame and we weren't that physical and thank God Notre Dame didn't have enough players on the field, or it could have been a different story. Like I could definitely put up a case as a Bears fan that I do not want Ryan Day.
I think you could. I think Ryan Day would also have to think about his own legacy. Because as a coach at that level, you have to think it's some vision of the back of your mind during a quiet moment during the summer or whenever about your own legacy. You could go and win a national championship Monday, take over as the head coach of the Bears. Do well or flame out, one of the two. Are you ever going to get a job as good as Ohio State? Are you always going to wonder what if you win one, do you think you could have won another or two more? Could you have won the most since Woody? Could you be number two behind Woody? Or in this era, could you match Woody? You're young enough.
And,
you could like
and
those
Kenny,
things
he can
will
change,
get in your mind.
He can change everything. The national championship, if he wins on Monday night, already it's kind of a mulligan for the Michigan game in a big way, in the biggest way possible. It's the only way he could have got people off his back. And if he comes back and wins the next year.
I think we answered the question.
Then it changes everything.
I think
then
we
nobody's going to be hating Ryan
yes.
Day.
I think we answered the question.
We're going to be laughing at what we said.
We think of legends and how they stay in their spots. We bring up Saban. We bring up Belichick. Carroll's won championships at both levels. When do we ever bring up Pete Carroll? I think we just answered it. It's like, no, you're staying. Because the Seattle Seahawks or the Chicago Bears, they're not Ohio State. I'd say the same thing for Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. It's different now. You don't leave that place to go to the NFL.